The following is a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly presentation exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is sponsored by the Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network.
Good morning. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello. I'm Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health and Mental Health. And today, we're talking about a very, very interesting program, and that is Raising Hope. Raising Hope is a mentoring program that offers one-to-one mentoring for women by women who have run into barriers in attaining their personal education and career goals. And I won't tell you much more about that because we have the program director, Amy Summers, here to tell us all about it. Welcome, Amy.
Thank you very much. I'm pleased to be here. And as Vin said, Raising Hope is a women mentoring women program here in Ulster County. We serve all of Ulster County, and we offer one-to-one mentoring. We offer training for the mentors and the mentees, and we offer support throughout the 12-month period of the program.
And how did this program come into being? Is it a national thing that got implemented in Ulster County? Or
no.
What was the impetus for it?
Although we'd love to one day bring the program all over the place and share and have Raising Hopes all over the country. But about 12 or so years ago, it was the brainchild of Stacey Ryan, our CEO of Ulster United Way. And she got together a leadership board of women. And they at that point, the program was only 16 hours a week. So it was a little seedling, and it bounced around for a while and started to grow some roots. But until recently, when we received a grant from the Novo Foundation, it was a smaller, we could only serve so many people. But now we're able to serve more people. I'm full time, and we recently took on an assistant director, Tasha Ortloff, who is also full time. So we're able to serve more women and give them really breathe life into the program. The program offers lots of different trainings and workshops and strategy sessions every other month. I meet with the mentors and mentees, and they meet with their mentors throughout the month.
And what makes it so unique, say, as opposed to going to career counseling or going to, going to a BOCES program or adult education or what have you? What are the unique needs that so many women have and who are in this program?
That's a great question. Our demographic are often, they're women that come from some element of challenge in their life. And there's really a wide gamut. It can be low income. They could have come out of a domestic violence situation or some kind of drug or alcohol addiction, but they've had a good at least 6 months clean and sober with support outside the program. Maybe they have a mental health challenge. Maybe they're just the first person in their family to want to go to college or want to grow in a new way or maybe they just don't have somebody in their court, like a woman that is on their side, or maybe they're entrepreneurs and they have an idea, but they don't know how to bring that into fruition. It's really so. And in addition to those dreams and visions that they have, we create a sort of like a roadmap to success. And then we chunk it down for them into quarters.
Manageable pieces.
Yes, manageable pieces. Mm-hmm. And their mentor really gets to know them and is there not to tell them what to do, but to help to massage that part of them that needs confidence building and help them choose for themselves what's best for them and to know that they have self-worth and to help them grow as a human being and also to attain their goals or to get them on their way.
So closer to a life coach model than, say, a career coach, right?
Yeah, that's a good way to say it. It's mm-hmm. it's sort of a combo, a poo-poo mm-hmm. platter of, if you eat Chinese food, you'll know what we're talking about, of career slash leadership coaching.
And before the show, we were talking about how transformative change is different. And we learned this in the public health sphere, you know, yeah. where we try, you know, so much of public health in prior times was convincing people to change individual behaviors, like eat healthier, exercise more, what have you. But we've come to learn that you really can't take an individual or a family out of the total context in which they live their lives and expect them to do better. And just as an example, for instance, you could tell, you know, a single mom, well, you know, you need to get to the doctor for preventative care and get your children in for well child checkups. And she might say, well, you know, that's great, but I don't have a car to get there and I don't have insurance. And, mm-hmm. or you need to eat healthier. Well, I don't really have a stable home environment. I can't afford the food. There's no supermarket in my neighborhood. Right. So, you know, when we talk about transforming community health and individuals within that community, we talk about looking at the total context and yes. really making the kinds of comprehensive systemic changes. And it's kind of that notion, it seems like, with an individual, is like you really have to work with the whole person.
Yeah. Yes. And that's a really, really great point. And I'm glad that you guys are addressing that. I'll tell you a little story about myself. It's coming up on Thanksgiving. That'll be the 10-year anniversary of a near fatal car accident I was in, where a drunk driver hit me and broke 16 bones in my body all at once, and I had to learn to walk again. I was in a nursing home in my 40s for a few years. And when I started to go to orthopedic care, they addressed me by body part. So, you know, oh, well, that's not a knee person. That's, you know, this is a thigh, this is a hip, you know, and I had all kinds of, so I had to see different people for each body part. So yeah. You could break it down.
Meanwhile, you were experiencing the whole thing.
Right. So holistically, you know, here I'm a human being, but I'm being, you know, splintered into mm-hmm. these pieces. So I think that's just another way of saying what you just said so beautifully. So the question, I guess what we try and address, although our focus is professional or career and education, of course, without the personal development and the self-care and the emotional work, they're not going to have the confidence and the ability to hang in the workplace effectively. So when we do a second Wednesday of each month dinner, which we also have a guest speaker or a workshop. So I just finished the schedule for 2020. We have things like psychological health or trauma survivor workshop kind of thing, mm-hmm. Problem solving. I have a background in yoga, so I'll be teaching a chair yoga class and meditation. We're going to do a vision board in January, which is more of a fun one, just sort of looking at your, you know, dreaming big. Mm-hmm. And then, like we talked about earlier, you know, chunking it down and really taking action steps to make that happen. So we look at a lot of different pieces to the pie. We make sure that they're supported. You know, the mentor is not meant to be a therapist. So if that's something that they need, then that's something that we help them get outside of uh-huh. the program. Uh-huh. And beyond therapists, they may, you know, we turn them on to, there's so many nonprofits in Ulster County, so many wonderful organizations.
Yeah, there are. Really,
and we try and share with each other, and we try and let our participants know about all the different things going on so that they can address their whole person and not just, you know, try and reach that academic or career goal without, you know, attending to the other body parts, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. And how did you come into the program? Was it as a result of your accident and being in that situation, or was it something that you had done?
Everything informs everything else, right?
Right. Uh-huh.
But years ago, I worked for Big Brothers Big Sisters, which was a United Way program in Western Massachusetts, and I ran a program there's five colleges out there, and I ran a program at based out of Amherst College, where I matched bigs and littles. So they were called bigs with littles, and I loved United Way. And then when I moved out here, I had a workshop center called Transformations Workshops in a Holistic Emporium in Amherst, Mass. And I taught workshops also at the five colleges out there in meditation, conscious communication, and I also created something called the Quoga, which is aquatic yoga and meditation, which I still teach out here at the YMCA, but their pool is being renovated right now, but it will be back.
Uh-huh.
So I had a big background in workshop development, which I think appealed to the United Way, and also membership and things like that. So there were a lot of people interested, a lot of great people, and luckily they chose me, and the program has been flourishing, I have to say, and it's just a joy. And we are now connected with a brand new program, which I'm on the advisory board for, called New Start for Women. It's called New Start for Women at SUNY Ulster, and it's their first year. They're doing a one-year business certificate for the same demographic, women mm-hmm. who come from mm-hmm. challenging situations, low income. And after that, they're going to come into our program, and they're going to become mentees.
Wonderful.
So for their second year.
That's great. So it's kind of like a recruitment
yeah,
tool.
Yeah.
So we want to learn much more about this, because mm-hmm. it's really interesting and innovative, exciting. But first, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio.
I love the way that picture looks. Can you move it to the left just a bit? Careful on the ladder.
Really? You know I'm always careful. Let me move it just a little bit more. Uh-oh!
Let's face it, accidents happen. When life takes an unexpected turn, you want your family treated at a full-service emergency room, where you'll find physicians who are board-certified in emergency medicine.
Let's get in the car. We're going to the ER.
Oh, but we'll be waiting for hours.
Introducing the 30 minutes or less ER pledge, only at Mid-Hudson Regional Hospital in Poughkeepsie and Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, members of the WMC Health Network. When you arrive in either of these emergency rooms, you'll be seen by a member of the care team within 30 minutes. Expert trusted emergency care without the wait. To read the 30 minutes or less ER pledge, visit wmchealth.org/ER30.
Well, that was painless.
Hey, I'm the one with the stitches.
No, I was talking about the wait.
Another way the WMC Health Network is advancing care here.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Our topic today is Raising Hope, and that is a program of women mentoring women to attain their personal education and career goals. And we have with us Amy Summers, who's program director. Amy, before the break, we were talking about mentors and mentees, of course, but Tell our listeners a little bit more about who mentors are. How are they brought into the program, and what characteristics do you look for in selecting them?
Well, the only real prerequisite for becoming a mentor is a sincere desire to help another woman.
Mm-hmm.
And some feeling like some modicum of success in whatever your field is. We have writers, we have actors, we have former doctors, former educators, yoga teachers. I mean, just about anybody who cares enough to spend 1 to 2 hours every other week with a woman and just sort of empower her and help her with places where she feels a little afraid or not as secure in making her dreams and visions come true. So, and then we do a mentor training, which is about 3 hours before they begin. And then we support them throughout the year with mentor lunches and with guest speakers and workshops. And every other week, every other month, they meet with me for strategy sessions. We also offer some financial assistance to the mentees after they've reached at least a 3-month mark, and if they need it to, let's say someone has a job, has found a job, but 3 out of 4 tires are pretty bald, so she needs help getting new tires. So we might be able to help her with that, or she's received a scholarship, but there's a little hole in the amount that they'll cover. We might be able to cover that for her. If we see that she's really moving toward her goals, sticking with the program, we may be able to help too in that way.
Mm-hmm. And is when a mentee meets with a mentor, do they formalize some kind of plan, or is it more just an iterative process where they develop it as they go along? Or
another great question. So one of our other mentors, who's also a business strategist, her name is Renee Gambino, and myself, we thought about this because I'll only have been there for a year in January. So I'm still, you know, creating programming and systems for everybody. So anyway, we thought about this and we created something called the RAISE Tracker for Raising Hope. And they use the tracker to create their weekly goals. So they put their weekly goal on top, and then they look at possible impediments. They look at action steps they might need to take, their feelings, and they complete the task. And they look at all these pieces of the pie, and then they make a decision. And it can be a small goal or it can be a larger goal, depending on what they're capable of that week, or you know, emotionally and in their life. If they're a single mom, what can they do that week? Maybe they're working on their resume, so they could look at maybe 3 other resumes online and get an idea of what style they might want or something like that. Then when they meet with their mentor the next time, they look at their RAISE tracker and they see, did they complete that task? If not, that's going to be their task again, or they're going to tweak the task. Maybe it's not the right thing, and they're going to keep on moving forward toward the next thing.
Right. You notice that, like, with, time management programs, you know, where they, you know, they talk about breaking really big tasks into small manageable pieces that, you know, and there's that satisfaction of achieving the small things that lead up to the big changes.
Yes.
Is there a training program for mentors? I mean, do you give them guidance in terms of how they should proceed along the pathway?
Yes. That first initial training that they do, that 3-hour mentor training, is essential information. And they receive a binder that has all this information about how to support their mentee. And it gives them tips. It gives them boundaries. It gives them guidelines. And then we have a bunch of PDFs that we put on our website that they can use to get information and templates for different things. And then they come to their monthly luncheon with us, and we do a training support workshop as well. Mm-hmm. So for example, intercultural mentoring and the context of culture, I think we have one coming up like that, about that subject matter.
So like a cultural competence type of thing?
Sort of. I mean, it's about just being aware of the biases or the assumptions or the stereotypes that we may, you know, unwittingly have about each other, and how that informs our relationships, and how to be aware of that and how to address that, and how to honor each other's cultural backgrounds and still be an efficient and supportive mentor with more understanding.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there an ideal way that, or any systemic way that you match a particular mentor with a woman who needs some help and guidance. Is it a case of a woman coming in and saying, I really need some help specifically with my career goals or what have you, or, you know, I'm really interested in this field or that field? How does that work?
Well, there's a whole interview process, and during the interview process, I get to know not only the woman's goals and vision, but what her impediments have been in her life, mm-hmm. What her background is, and also her hobbies, things that she may have liked to do or wanted to do but fell by the wayside because she's just surviving or whatever mode she was in. And you get to know, we ask them, you know, is there any preference that they have? You know, what do they imagine their mentor might be like, or what do they not want? You know, maybe an age is, usually people are pretty open. Mm-hmm. And I haven't yet matched. I have to say, I love that aspect of it. And I haven't yet had a bad match. So I think I'm, you know, this is the precursor for Yenta School for, if you ever watched Fiddler on the Roof or anything, I feel like I'm a good matchmaker. and the mentors are actually more apt to have a vision of what they think the mentee is going to be like. But I do some prep work with them about, you know, just kind of trying to lean into the process, trying to trust the process, to know that things will be revealed. Mm-hmm. And that even if outwardly you don't think you're a match because maybe you imagined that your mentee would be younger and you're the same age or something like that, that there's reasons for the match and that you have something to give each other, something to share with each other. And it's definitely reciprocal and in amazing ways, even though the mentor is there to, you know, sort of impart her skills and mm-hmm. raise the other person up. The mentee really gives the gift of being willing and being, you know, seeing things from that beginner's eyes and a fresh start.
Mm-hmm. It seems to me, I mean, just from my own personal life experience, it seems that the extent to which you have open and sincere communications with people, that you learn that we have much more in common than we have in difference, right?
That's right. And a lot of our mentors do come from, like, we have mentors who have been in the foster care system growing up. We have mentors who they too have, you know, left the home maybe as a runaway when they were young, and they've made incredible leaps and bounds in their lives, or come from poverty, or just didn't have a relationship with a female, you know, coming up in the way that they imagined right. that they, you know, they wished that they did.
That's what makes the peer advocate yeah. programs, you know, in the areas of substance use so powerful, you know, and that you have someone who's been there and done that, you know, they've lived yeah. experience. That's really important. And just mentoring in general, I mean, it's you know, you read about so many people who have been successful in their respective careers. All along the way, they had sought mentors. It mm-hmm. maybe wasn't the same person, mm-hmm. but somebody, a number of yeah. somebodies who helped along the way, which is really, really important. So how do women come to the program? How do they learn about it? Or what do you do to recruit interest?
Anyone who's listening who's interested can go to UlsterUnitedWay.org and then click on the Raising Hope link. But we have our little brochures and our flyers, and there's so many agencies in Ulster County. And we share referrals with each other. And then people who have been in the program will tell people, hopefully that goes on. And sometimes we even have mentees that become mentors, which is a great thing.
That's yeah. great. That's
but wonderful. We really need people to spread the word because we have this opportunity. It's just a matter of people finding out about it.
Yeah, and it's so powerful and so wonderful. And unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. We always run out of time when we have great guests. And thank you so much for the work that you and your colleagues do. It's really, really powerful and valuable and great and terrific.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Sure. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department, sponsored by Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next week.